here. The brothers are wrapping up the table. Let's introduce those who have been here for the first time and who haven't been here for a while. Let's start it from the two sections in front of me. Any new one? Okay, how about these two sections on my right side? Amen.
Good morning, saints.
Amen.
It's good to be with you all.
Amen.
To enjoy the Lord with you all.
Amen.
Worship the Father with you all.
Amen.
My name is Travis Tatum. I'm from California, but I've lived in Ireland for the last 6 years. And I'm visiting the wards and visiting you all.
Amen.
Very good to be here. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God, and welcome here. Not the Father with us together. Amen. Any other new one?
Good morning, saints. My name is Stephanie. I visit you from the church in Irvine in California.
Amen.
And I'm here blending and also to interview at Rutgers University.
Oh, amen.
And it is so sweet to stand with the one body to worship the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Any other new ones in the section behind me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we have a few announcement items for today. The first one is the December's semi-annual training at Anaheim was concluded after this registration. More than 24 cents from our locality registered for the on-site training. This time, we'll have also scheduled the video training starting from Tuesday, December the 24th, all the way to Wednesday, January the 1st. We have a sign-up sheet ready, and then I'll place on the table, and we'll open to our saints for sign-up.
Amen.
Amen. The second item is, brothers and sisters, remember, every first Tuesday, we'll have our corporate prayer meeting. It starts from 8 p.m. at our Piscataway meeting hall.
Okay.
We'd like to invite and encourage all of our saints to release your time and attend this critical, important meeting.
Amen.
And if you still have bandwidth after the prayer meeting, I encourage you to reach out and visit people after the meeting.
Amen. Amen.
The third one is with regard to our corporate pursuit schedule. We are entering into the last book of this year, which is the Economy of God, chapter from chapter 7 to chapter 9. The next item is for today's food service to be served by all of the saints in District C. The clean service will be served by saints in P2, and P8. For those who have been called, please stay and serve.
Amen.
Amen. Now there's one more item, is that when you enter into this meeting hall, there are a few rows of folding chairs standing next to the entrance. So when we dissemble from today's prophesy meeting, please help us by taking a chair and bring to the dining hall. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
To the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And next, we'll proceed to the financial report.
Financial report for the last month, October 2019. Our total income is $10,065. And our expense, total expense is $15,281. So I will break down for the detail. Meal and miscellaneous supply, the expense is $3,191. Everything related to fellowship unto gospel. The past months, because we receive a huge number of reimbursement, so we have a negative expense. That's 4,700 $54. And everything related to conference, training, and travel is $1,160. Everything related to building, utility, and maintenance is $14,837. All the rest, others, is $165. Again, the total expense is $15,281. So we have a deficit of $5,215.
Amen.
I do have some burden to share with you. Yesterday when I was preparing this financial report, I do have some feeling and seek before the Lord. And I think my burden is not, you know, I think our Lord is rich.
Amen.
So I don't think we will have any financial deficit in the church life. The Lord is faithful. But I really burdened, and the Lord gave me this burden to share. You know, I'm concerned with our brother, sister, what is our life of giving?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How faithful we are in our giving, the life of giving. I think, of course, this month, because we have a conference, so last week we are not here, maybe you won't be able to give. But I think overall, I believe we observe from the past few months, I think our offering, you know, seems is dropping. So I will just share with you just half verse in the Bible.
Amen.
That's the Lord just giving his burden to share to you.
Amen.
That's 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. On the first day of the week, each one of you should lay aside in store to himself whatever he may have been prospered.
Amen.
So here say, on first day of the week, each one of you, that's each one of us.
Amen.
So, may the Lord really speak to us.
Amen.
This should be our faithful, you know, living Christian living on each day of the first day of each week. Each one of us, we need to have this kind of practice.
Amen.
To give to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to share something really quickly before we begin the prophesying time. Just for all of our encouragement, I just came back from a trip to Simpsonville, South Carolina, and I was able to be with the saints there. And anyway, they just wanted me to be the messenger to send you their greetings from the church in Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Amen.
They're standing with us, and they're so happy that there's such a testimony in New Jersey. We also stand one with them.
Amen.
So it's so good to be in the fellowship. Anyway, they're with us. They're praying for us. They're standing with us.
Amen.
As we're here. And we do
Amen.
The same likewise there. So it's a joy to be in the body.
Amen.
To enjoy the fellowship and the blending that's in the body.
Amen. Amen.
Jerry, can you help me? I'll have 5 minutes, but you can play something at 4:30. Well, saints, this morning for the next session, we wanted to cover both the material from the Holy Word morning revival and also last weekend's conference, the Northeast Regional Conference. But we felt it would be good to first open up this material that we all pursued this past week because it's a nice way to understand and to recalibrate our prophesying.
Amen.
And so the title, if you look with me in week 21, it says, Moses designed that all Jehovah's people would be prophets.
Amen.
Maybe just to dwell on this for a few seconds. Does this say that only the elders would be prophets?
No.
Does this say only the responsible brothers would be prophets?
No.
What does it say?
All Jehovah's
people would be prophets.
Amen.
Now, just to make it clear that this is not, I'm not making this up. This is scriptural. We see, actually, this is taken from Numbers 11:29. And if you see on the outline, it's Roman numeral 2. Moses exclaimed, "Oh, that all Jehovah's people will be prophets."
Amen.
Actually, the most critical word there is all.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, may we all have this fresh revelation. It is all of God's people. Are you God's people this morning?
Amen.
So this is applying to you.
Amen.
All of God's people will be prophets. And why is this? Well, I think now going back to Roman numeral 1, we realize that our God is a speaking God.
Amen.
And I just want to real quickly share Genesis 1:3. And God said.
Amen.
And God said.
Amen.
Let there be light.
Amen.
And there was light.
Amen.
God didn't just flick his finger and there was light. God said.
Amen.
There, let there be light. You go all the way to the end of the Bible, in Revelation 22:17, it says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come."
Amen.
And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come."
Amen.
Wow. When you put these two verses together, the beginning of the Bible, the end of the Bible, in the beginning you have the singular God, the God who is a bachelor God, the God who is by Himself, but at the end you have the Spirit, which is the process and consummated triune God, with the Bride, which is all of us, the
Amen.
Regenerated, transformed, conformed, renewed, elect, together.
Amen.
Speaking.
Amen.
Saying what? Come.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, do you see this wonderful truth? From the beginning, God has a desire. Actually, He is the speaking God. But He doesn't want to remain in Himself just as the only speaking entity, you could say, in this universe. He wants a group of people that will match Him, that would be one with Him, that would be His speaking people. And so He went through a process. So we know that God's economy is to make Himself, what? It's just to make us the same as He is, in life, in nature, but also in function.
Amen.
So God speaks, and we also need to be His speaking people.
Amen.
And so this is necessary, because God is revealed to us through His Word and through His speaking.
Amen.
So in Hebrews 1, it says that God has spoken in the past, of old, in many ways. But now, today, where is His speaking? His speaking is in the Son. And the Son, John 1:1, it just says that in the beginning was the Word. The Son is the Word. The Son is the declaration of God. And so today, we have the Son. We can enjoy the Son. Oh, we can have the Son grow in us.
Amen.
We can experience the Son.
Amen.
And so that in our living, we can express the Son.
Amen.
And we can speak the Son.
Amen.
We can speak forth the Son.
Amen.
Actually, this matter of prophesying is a wonderful truth that has been recovered.
Amen.
And we need to see that prophesying means to speak for God.
Amen.
To speak forth God.
Amen.
Speak forth God into people.
Yeah.
So it's more than just standing up and talking a little bit about God. But we need to be exercised
Amen.
To speak God into people.
Amen.
So I only have a few seconds left. So what does this imply? Well, I think we come to the end and we realize that this speaking is not just an act. It's not just something we do on the Lord's Day, but actually we should be the speaking people.
Amen.
To speak during the week.
Amen.
And our speaking actually needs to come from our living.
Amen.
And so we see at the end that this speaking requires three things. We need to know the Word.
Yeah.
All Scripture is God-breathed.
Amen.
We need to breathe in God's Word.
Amen.
So we can breathe out God's Word.
Amen.
We also need the instant inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet.
Amen.
We need to be inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And finally, we need to have a vision.
Amen.
Concerning God's economy.
Amen.
So that our speaking is not just all over the place. It's not to tell stories. But it's what? It's according to God's economy.
Amen.
It's for the building up of the body.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, if we are to prophesy, actually, I love this outline. It ends with a very practical point. We need to what? We need to be revived each and every day.
Amen.
We need to be revived.
Amen.
We need to what? Spend the time with the Lord.
Amen.
I'll just end with this verse. In Isaiah 54, the Lord has given me the tongue of the instructed.
Amen.
That I know how to sustain the weary with the word.
Amen.
What does he do? He awakens us morning by morning.
Amen.
Saints, we need to be awakened. We need to be spending the time with the Lord.
Amen.
So that what? So that we can hear as the instructed one.
Amen.
So that our tongue will just speak out the Christ that we have experienced and enjoyed in the morning and throughout the day.
Amen.
May we have such a prophesying living.
Amen.
For the church life.
Amen.
And now some brothers will just share a little bit about last weekend's conference.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
The saints who have the can have access to the Bible, maybe we can open to Mark, the outline of the Gospel of Mark. Okay, so right now we have an opportunity to review some of the speaking from the last conference. So my burden is actually on the message 2. The message 2, there is a very, very good utterance, a very, very good message on the contents and ways of the slave Savior's gospel service. Here, there is a very wonderful word. I need to read it to all of you.
Amen.
In Roman numeral 1, the outline, Roman numeral 1.8, it says, and listen carefully, the story of the gospel and the meaning of salvation are that Christ loves and serves us first.
Amen.
And then we love and serve Him.
Amen.
Whenever we have a need, we can come to the Lord.
Amen.
And let Him serve us.
Amen.
So that He can serve others through us.
Amen.
So this is really the burden.
Amen.
Today we need to see our Christ came as the slave Savior.
Amen.
And whatever we have need, whenever we have need, we can come to Him.
Amen.
And we allow Him to serve us.
Amen.
And since this really takes time.
Amen.
So the burden, the brothers have a burden. We need to see the serving is a process. It's not instant. You know, so just like Brother Ed had this illustration always, okay. He went to a hospital and he needs a shot, an injection. So there is the light there. And when he gets into it, and then he says, infusion begin, right? Mm-hmm. And then when it's done, right, after a few minutes, after a few hours, I don't know how long, and then the lights will say, infusion complete. But a lot of time, what do? We just come to the Lord, and infusion begin, and then 3 seconds after, we put it out, right? We just feel like, okay, I'm done, right? And the brother, Ricky, actually, he used this illustration. When the Lord is healing a blind man, He takes time to take him. Okay, there was an illustration to take David, right, all the way. Hold his hand, all the way out of the village, right? All the way. How long will it take? Okay, I'm just circling this. But taking out out of the village, and then pull some dirt on his eyes. And first time, he only see trees walking, right? And then after the second time, now he see clear. So these will take time. Thank you, brothers. But a lot of time, when we see, there are trees, so trees walking, and we feel, we're good. Bye-bye, the Lord. Thank you for healing, right? But these really, we need to allow the time for the Lord to heal us.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
So let's come to the content of the Lord's serving. Let's read those who have the Bible open. Let's read the Gospel of Mark, the outline, Roman numeral 2a, the contents of the gospel service. This is in chapter 1, okay? Let's read it together. The contents of the gospel service. 1, proclaiming the gospel. 2, teaching the truth. 3, casting out demons. 4, healing the sick. 5, cleansing the leper. This is what the Lord is doing to us today. We need to allow the Lord to serve us in this way. So, in this old matter, let me check with the brothers and sisters. For the first service, the Lord came to proclaim the gospel. And in this aspect, did you touch the person, touch the Lord as the gospel? Did you touch this living person? Are you living Christ in your daily life? When the answer is not, actually we did not let the Lord, let the slave Savior to serve us. The second point, on the being teaching the truth, are you in the light? Do you daily come to the Word? When you come to the Word, is the Word shining in you? Is the truth really bringing light into you? Or are you in darkness? These are all the checkpoints. And in this checkpoint, we want to let the Lord, let the saints know we can come to Him. In every aspect, let Him serve us first.
Amen.
And in the third point, He came to cast out demons. The principle of demons is not just I'm have demons inside, but the principle of demons is actually the principle of being possessed. What is possessing us? What is occupying us?
Amen.
Is it Christ or is it something else?
Mm-hmm.
Is it our work? Is it our study? Is it the entertainment? Is it some kind of other thing other than Christ? Okay, the fourth point. He came to serve us. To what? To heal the sick. The sick comes from where? Comes from our sin. So are you constantly dealing with sin?
Amen.
Do you exercise to always have a conscience without offense toward God and toward man?
Amen.
These are all the points. Since these are not the story in Mark, these should be in our daily life.
Amen.
Okay, the fifth point is cleanse the leper. What is the leper? It's the rebellion. The sin of rebellion. Amen. Let me ask the saints, is Christ sitting on the throne in you? Do you give Him the full submission? Are you following the inner anointing of the Spirit?
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus,
amen.
Let me check with our daily life.
Amen.
Are we really spending time to let this one to serve us?
Amen.
The reason that He, the ground, the qualification for Him to serve us is that He is such a one. He is a living person. He is gospel. He is truth. He is light. And He is free from all the bondage, and He is without sin, and He is full submitted to Christ, to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Need to let this one serve us.
Amen.
And for what point? It's not so that I am so good. It's so that Christ can serve others in need through us.
Amen.
So right now I have a prayer for all of us to follow. Can I say one prayer? And all the saints can follow, can repeat after
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Lord, preach gospel to me.
Lord, preach gospel to me.
Lord, shine the truth in me.
Lord, shine the truth in me.
Lord, free me.
Lord, free me.
Lord, heal me.
Lord, heal me.
Lord, subdue me.
Lord, subdue me.
And now let's think of someone in our heart, a new one, or my family member, or my classmates, or my co-workers, some name in my heart. The Lord is touching us. The Lord is burdening us.
Amen.
Okay. My new one, his name is Yuming. Okay. The gospel friends I met. Okay. Now I have a prayer, and I want the saints also pray the same thing.
Amen.
Okay. Lord, preach gospel to me so you can preach to Yuming through me.
Amen.
Okay, replace this name with your name. You're the one you care. Okay.
Amen.
Lord, preach gospel to me so that you can preach gospel to Yuming through me. Okay, let's try this. Okay. Lord, preach gospel to me so that you can preach gospel to someone, whoever, in me, through me. Okay.
Amen.
The same thing. Lord, shine in me so you can shine in someone through me.
Amen.
Lord, shine in me so you can shine in through me.
Okay. Amen.
Nobody really saying that. But I hope this is the point. Okay.
Amen.
Let me just repeat it. Okay. Lord, free me so you can free someone through me.
Amen.
Lord, free me so you can free
Roger through me.
Amen.
Amen. Let's shout out the name. Okay. Let's shout out the name. How about shout out the name at once? 1, 2, 3, right now. Me.
Roger.
Amen. Okay, okay. Lord, heal me so you can heal someone through me.
Amen. Lord, heal me so that you can heal Roger through me.
Amen. If we don't have the name, actually it's very pity. If we don't have any name, then we are here. Lord, pray that Lord will give us someone
Amen.
That we are burdened to.
Amen.
So that we can become his duplication. Amen. Last, Lord, subdue me so you can subdue someone through me.
Amen.
Lord, subdue me
so that you can subdue Roger through me.
Amen. May this really be our real exercise.
Amen.
Our real prayer. Lord, first, we allow you to serve us
Amen.
So that you can use me. You can get me as your duplication.
Amen.
Okay, lastly, there are 5 points to become the duplication of the slave savior. I just have no much time, but I want to share these 5 points. First, to become the duplication of the slave savior, first is Jesus only.
Amen.
Hear him. He is the only one. Not any method. Not anything else. He is the only one. Second, people focus. We have a lot of service, a lot of need, but a lot of time we use the need as our focus. Focus on the matter. Is it successful? Is someone doing it? But we forget the people. In all the service, what is the Lord using? It is using this as an opportunity for us to care for people.
Amen.
Care for the one we are serving together.
Amen.
Are we really praying? Are we really caring for our serving companion? Or for the object of our service?
Amen.
These are the people that the Lord cares. The Lord came he did a lot of things, but in all the things his focus is on the people.
Amen.
So this should be us. The third thing is he humbled down. this is the slave savior. He didn't come in such a way, okay, John Dean, you have a need, and let me take off. Right? Where is his position? Take off his, okay, the garment, right? And kneel down to wash his feet. So this is the picture. This is the picture of the slave savior.
Amen.
The fourth thing is immediately.
Amen.
There are a lot of words repeating. This word repeats a lot of times in the book of Mark. Immediately. Because he's serving through God. Amen. He's serving according to the Spirit. So he has a keen sense. And he followed the anointing. Amen. Immediately he do this. And then last thing is he take the way of mercy and living. His way is merciful. His way is in the living way.
Amen.
In the spiritual way. Amen. Allow the Spirit to come forth. Amen. The content is not the dead letters. The content is the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
So this will bring us to become the duplication of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this conference, so the topic for this conference is the aspects of the wonderful Christ.
Amen.
Seen in the New Testament.
Amen.
The brother should bring us into this book of Gospel, the book of Mark, to show our Lord Jesus the slave savior.
Amen.
And actually he must have this duplication in us.
Amen.
So actually in the conference the brother gave us a few keywords.
Mm-hmm.
So to hope we can touch our daily living.
Amen.
And touch our service.
Amen.
So that's Jesus only.
Amen.
So Jesus is the only content, and the Christ is the person.
Amen.
Actually, that's the way of our service.
Amen.
And hear Him.
Amen.
We all need to follow the anointing of the Spirit.
Amen.
And we all need to gain Christ.
Amen.
And another word brother gave us in the conference, the last word is to walk with God.
Amen.
And I want to share something about this point, walk with God.
Amen.
And actually, we talk about, in the conference, brother talk about the book of Mark, and also we covered the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to book of Revelation, and in the last message, we, as we know in the Revelation chapter 14, there it mentioned the first fruits.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, the first fruits actually symbolizes the living overcomers who reached to the maturity in life and was first reaped, right, mm-hmm. in the crop. And bring to the house of God as God's satisfaction and enjoyment. And we hope we all have this desire to be the overcomers today.
Amen.
And to mature in life. And to achieve this, as brother shares, as very practical point, is we need to walk with God.
Amen.
And we all know in the Bible, we all know Enoch was the first person, actually, he was raptured when he was living.
Mm-hmm.
And one characteristic of Enoch's life is he walked with God.
Amen.
Continually for 300 years.
Amen.
And before he took by God. So I think when we talk about the walk with God, one thing I want to touch is what is walk with God and how we can experience and apply this in our daily life.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brother Ricky in the conference he gave an illustration to impress us. I also want to give an illustration if a brother can help me. So what is work with God? I think brother is God. I'm working with him. So let's walk. In our daily living, we work with God. Because we're hand in hand. So sweet. And we're close. We are in kind of in harmony. And I think when we're working with God, we also probably having fellowship with him, so I can know more about him.
Amen.
And get infused by Lord.
Amen.
And more like him.
Amen.
Right? And this is work with God. But as brother Dan showed us, in our real situation, in our daily life, actually we are not like that. We are we work with God. We work with God, and then we. we're like this. What's the point is, thank you, brother. And one thing really impressed me is when we walk with God, God is taking the lead
right.
in our daily living.
Amen.
But oftentimes we override God.
Right.
We do things according to our own desire, our own ways. We didn't listen to God. We didn't follow God.
That's right.
I think that's why, but I also mentioned some we all know we want to have Lord's presence. We want the Lord to be with us. But when, oftentimes, we don't pay attention to how the Spirit's anointing within us, we just ignore. We want to have God to work with us, but then we still work by ourselves. I think that's our real situation. And so I think that's when we talk about the work with God, we really need to, like, God is taking the lead. And actually another point touched me is when we talk about work with God, actually we work with God in everything.
Amen.
In everything means in every daily living, in all things, we should have this constant fellowship with God.
Amen.
And to have this constant touch with Lord.
Amen.
And Lord can then infuse himself into us.
Amen.
So I think this can really be our experience.
Amen.
And to summarize, the key words we should take away from this conference is Jesus only.
Jesus only.
Hear him.
Hear him.
Gain Christ.
Gain Christ.
And walk with God. And then actually God's heart desires to have this corporate expression.
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
And praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think, and actually this, when today we are talking about prophesying.
Amen.
We're prophesying only when we can experience and have God's more and more life within us, we know more about God, then we can speak for God and
Amen.
Speak forth God.
Amen.
So I think next we will open the time. So all the saints who have burden, who maybe received shining or touched by words this week or even in the conference, can share.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. I enjoyed this last conference, especially on a Friday. On a Friday, Ricky shared about Peter, and that really touched me a lot. You remember when Peter denied the Lord three times, right? The Lord said, "You're going to deny me." And Ricky said, "We all like Peters," right? I think in my 60 years old time living, I denied the Lord more than three times, thousands of times, with the way I live, I walk. But I believe Peter, he said, probably was discouraged, disappointed. He denied the Lord. And then now, as you see in Mark verse 7, the Lord is telling, when he resurrects, he tells the sisters that were there, go and tell the disciples, and Peter.
Right.
So Peter probably was discouraged because he felt like we fell every day. We fell many times, right? We denied the Lord with our living. Peter probably was kind of discouraged, disappointed, regret what he did. But seeing our denial every day, the Lord is not really accusing us. The Lord is not condemning us. The Lord is actually lifting us again.
Amen.
Lift us again.
That's right.
To continue.
Amen.
So Peter was lifted up when the message came and says, tell the disciples and Peter.
That's right.
And Peter.
Amen.
So this is what we had to see, that the Lord actually lifts us up, and when we make mistakes,
Amen.
We're going to fail many times because of our living, mm-hmm. our flesh, all these temptations in the world. But we just have to. We have to lift up by the Lord His mercy. We have to say, Lord, forgive me, repent, and the Lord will lift us up again as Peter was lifted up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I just like to give a quick we took received two sisters from Connecticut. And so I think, you know, we have a kind of just a daily, this communication. It's also good. Like, you know, we attend the conference, and then we talk about each other, how we got saved. You know, the sister came from Connecticut, like church in Newington. And so it was a very good fellowship.
Amen.
And not even only that, one of the details is, both sisters ever got a cancer, and one of the sisters got a very severe cancer. But he finally got recovered by taking just a nutritious, you know, good good way. It's not going the chemo because she could not stand the chemo. So we talk about, in general, you know, the health, how we're dealing with the health issues in current days. It was a very great discussion because I work in a pharmaceutical company because I knew how the medicine can do and cannot do. So it was really great. So my point is, so church life is beyond, you know, the conference is great, it's also good in our fellowships among Amen. Our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. I was really touched by the past Northeast 4 conference. According to the brother, this was the very first time that many of brothers and sisters blend together. And during this conference, there are 4 messages, and I was really touched by the second message, where our Lord Jesus was not only was not simply the God, the Savior, the human Savior, but the Savior of slave. And He illustrated Himself in the book of Mark in many, many ways. And I was really touched by one of His efforts where He was teaching the truth to His multitude. In Mark chapter 2, verse 3, there was paralytic. And then he was so desperate to listen and to approach the Lord Jesus. He was, and people actually removed the roof, and he was lower mat in front of the Lord Jesus. Praise to the Lord for this humane, for this kind, for his out of my personal experience practice to this person. From this example, we can see that the Lord, as a slave savior, He is so person-centered. He is so merciful and kind toward the person He wants to save, He wants to purify, and He wants to perfect. Brothers and sisters, I have been in the church life for many, many years, and I've seen many, many good examples of how to perfecting saints. Therefore, in many cases, I build up my personal experience. I build up my normal practice in me. However, brothers use this good illustration to break my natural concept, to break my natural norm, to serve people and to serve people through me. Praise the Lord Amen. For this great example.
Amen.
And in the second, on the second day of this full conference, there was a special fellowship among all of the serving brothers, and brothers from the church in New York City give us a very good example of how wonderful a blending church life is at all levels of a church life. Yes. I know in the church in New York City, there are 9 districts, and across 6 or 7 million of people of many, many boroughs. However, these serving brothers are taking great effort to come together and to be together physically in person. I know in this age, there are great advancements of different technology and smartphones. There are many, many of apps that we can make a communication without seeing each other. But I do repent that this brother's fellowship that overturned me upside down, the concept that in addition to all of the apps on our smartphone, we need to be together.
Amen.
We need to be physically together to be blend.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord for the
Amen.
Blending.
Amen.
Pray for the Lord that we can take the effort
Amen.
And blend together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I didn't have the opportunity to attend the conference. However, from the speaking, it's very much in line with the reading that we had this week.
Uh-huh. Amen.
1 John 2:20, and you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know. 27, and as for you, the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you, but as His anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in Him. This anointing is the Holy Spirit. Saints, each one of us has the Holy Spirit within our being. We know we have the Holy Spirit. Though there are times that we choose to ignore the Holy Spirit, even we need to see this one is a living one within us. We need to, before we can even prophesy, before we can even do anything related to the gospel, we need to see there is a requirement that we need to be the ones who learn to live with the Lord.
Amen.
To learn to walk with the Lord.
Right.
In our Bible study, we were discussing regarding the matter of morning revival. And actually, spending time with the Lord should not be something religious. I hate to say that we treat spending time with the Lord in a very religious sense. A very, some kind of pattern that we follow the saints or something taught upon us. I really enjoyed the one a brother shared that spending time with the Lord should be similar to getting a cup of coffee with a friend. You don't just go to your friend when they ask you, let's get coffee. See them 3 seconds, pick up the coffee and leave. No. But sadly, this is how we treat our time with the Lord. We come to the Lord, read the verses, close the Bible, walk and do our own thing. Saints, to prophesy requires the growth of life.
Amen.
To prophesy requires the experience of Christ and the knowledge of Christ.
Amen.
We cannot gain these things without spending time with Him.
Amen.
And as we spend time with Him, yes, these things of the gospel will happen to us spontaneously. The proclaiming of the gospel, the teaching of the truth, the casting out of the demons, healing the sick, cleansing the leper. So if anything from this week, saints, would this be a reminder and a real awakening that we would learn to sit at the Lord's feet, to walk with Him.
Amen.
And to even brood with Him.
Amen.
That our time with the Lord is not just something set a specific time in the day.
Amen.
But it should be throughout the entire day.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was really touched, especially with the Bible study on Wednesday, because it touched on a matter that I've been really lacking. And truly, yes, sometimes, a lot of times, we treat the morning revival as a duty of a Christian that we have to do. But it actually should be our living. And that day, we had a small time to pray for what we burden for, what we hope to gain for that morning revival. And I was able to take in a lot of tips as to how I can face the Lord and Him be the first thing I touch in the morning. And I set my phone on an airplane mode, so then I don't have to see the messages or feel the burden or need to look at them.
Amen.
And I was able to touch on day 6 where it says, and the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. And I was reminded by this, a hymn that actually talks about this verse. And it says, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. The world declares it so. I don't have to wait for an inspiration. My spirit is ready to go.
Amen.
I don't have to live according to my feelings or wait for a better day. I can turn, I can call Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And it was so sweet to me because sometimes in our Christian life will never be peaceful and there will be always storms. But we need to have that moment and we need to invite the Lord into our boat.
Amen.
We need to call on Him and just turn to Him because the Spirit is subject to us.
Amen.
Whenever we turn, whenever we call, we can really enjoy Him and have Him as our peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Praise the Lord. God desires all His children to be prophecies, to be prophets.
Amen.
God wants to speak through us, and also one point that I really am impressed with is the principle of incarnation. So A very good example mentioned in the message is in 1 Corinthians, our Apostle Paul, concerning the matter of marriage. 1 Corinthians 7:25 says, I have no command of the Lord, but I give my opinion as one who has been shown mercy by the Lord to be faithful. It might be contradictory if we really think about this verse. How can one be faithful to the Lord if he is expressing his own opinion? The answer was given in verse 40. Paul says, I think I also have the Spirit of God. And it is also according to the principle of incarnation, which is a very important verse in the previous chapter. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
So I really appreciate the point that made by the message that there was a big, there was a substantial difference between the ministers of the Word of God in Old Testament versus the ministers of God in New Testament. And our brother James Lee, he mentioned a very long quotation from the book of the Ministry of God's Word written by Brother Watchman Nee. So during the Old Testament period, the ministers of God, they were objective pipes of the Word of God. What do we mean by pipe? Because the water, which typifies the Word of God, flow into the pipe and flow out. So they don't really contact with the pipe. So the pipe remains pipe without too much contact with the Word, without much contact with the water. But it is very different from New Testament ministers of God's Word, because God no longer lay words just in the mouths of the ministers, but also put the words in front of the ministers. So the ministers, like Paul and like all of us today, have to digest words and have to blend with the word, with our thoughts, with our emotions, with our mind. So our mind have to be trained, and our emotions have to be balanced, and also our will have to be subdued. So the Lord no longer just directly put words in us, so we just automatically repeat whatever He wants us to say, but actually we have to absorb the word. We have to be soaked in the word. That's how we can be just like Apostle Paul. Even when we express our opinion, we're actually one with God.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Our spirit has been joined with the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. I feel so blessed that last weekend I was sitting in all four messages, and because I was involved in the piano service, so I was sit very front.
Amen.
And I felt, Lord, you know, we've been meeting in New Jersey for 34 years. I feel this is pretty historical that I never seen such a big gathering in English, all right? And although we are Chinese, you know, but I praise the Lord. Lord is such merciful God, and He's always speaking to His body. And I feel, Lord, I need to, you know, I feel very convicted. The four burdens that Brother mentioned, one is Jesus only. And I feel, you know, over the years, you know, we have Jesus only, plus, you know, maybe my job, and, you know, or maybe my spouse, or maybe my kids, or whatever. But I feel, Lord, you've just reminded us that in our, doesn't matter what kind of life we live, but we need to be reminded, Lord, Jesus only.
Amen.
And second one is hear Him. And Lord, you know, we need to be able to hear even the smallest voice within us. And third one is gain Christ. Lord, I feel like I'm not gaining anything anymore. You know, I'm not working. I'm, you know, I feel like I don't know what I'm gaining every day. But Lord, praise you, I can always gain Christ.
Amen.
What's the fourth one?
With
Jesus. Amen. So, in our daily living, Lord, to teach me, Lord, I just had one prayer. Lord, teach me how to be with you.
Amen.
Because the brother mentioned, those overcomers on the glass sea on that day, are the one that, the people that will be with Jesus that day, is the one who is with Jesus today. So Lord, you know, just Lord, give me such a heart desire to be willing to be overcomers today, not for me, not for my own sake, but Lord, for your sake, so we can to be built up as a body and can bring you back. Amen.
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 更多进入神圣真理对神的话有认识
getting more into the divine truth to have more knowledge to the word.
留意圣灵即时感动
Pay attention to the timely touching of the Spirit.
凡事不消灭那灵
In everything, do not quench the Spirit.
不违背天来的意象
Never disobey the vision from heaven.
维护神权益经纶
And only care about his economy.
持守真实长于元首
Holding the truth and growing to the head.
活于神圣的光中
Living in the divine light.
这是我的渴慕
And this is my desire.
我想也是每位圣徒的渴慕
And I believe it is the desire of you all.
Amen.
要进入得着这个渴慕
We enter and to obtain this desire.
只有花时间在主面前
Amen.
Only through spending time before the Lord.
花时间在主面前谈情说爱
Spending time before the Lord to have a romantic relationship with him.
与他有亲密爱的交通
To have an intimate loving relationship.
才能够得着他心头的愿望和启示
And this is the only way that you can gain his heart desire and the revelation of it.
有这样的实际才能有 才能有, 层层复兴, 日日得胜的生活。
And only when we have this reality, we can revive every morning and overcome every day.
好, 下一首,
next one.
一人途径, 黎明的光,
the way of the righteous is the light of the morning.
越照越明, 直到正午,
shine brighter and brighter till the mid of the day.
主的怜悯, 清晨甘露,
the mercy of the Lord is like the dew of the morning.
晨晨复兴, 尽尝新鲜,
revive every morning and taste all the freshness.
需要时时与主交通,
it is needed to fellowship with the Lord from time to time.
照灵生活, 行事为人,
walking according to the Spirit.
生机供应, 传讲基督,
supply organically and preach Christ.
日日得胜, 深言生活,
overcome every day and live a prophesying life.
Amen.
也只有这样子, 才会觉得, 主与我同在,
and in only this way we can be assured that God is with us.
主与我同行
The Lord is walking with us
每天24小时 每年365天
24 hours a day 365 days a year
非常的甜美 非常的满足
Such sweet So sweet and so enjoyable
我最后用一节经节
Lastly, I'd like to use one verse.
应该是约翰福音一章的最后一节经节。
Should be the last verse of John 1.
神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
Truly, truly say to you, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
Amen.
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 这样的生活 就是神的在神殿里的生活
This is a living in the temple of God
这就是伯特利神家的生活
This is a living in Bethel, the household of God
何等真实
How real
何等享受
How enjoyable
何等满足
Amen
这是主为我们预备的甜美的生活
This is the sweet living that the Lord prepared for us
Let's open
Amen
Amen
Hallelujah
Praise the
Lord
Alright, and I'll take this opportunity to share my burden as well.
Amen.
So I think I'm really touched by this week's morning revival, and I do have a burden about this prophesying. Because when reading this week's morning revival, it really burdens me, and I think it's really a good timely message for all of us. So when reading this, I actually thought about the 10 plagues that are in the book of Exodus. Where I think around the eighth plague that when Moses told the Pharaoh that we need to take all our people to the wilderness to serve Jehovah, yet the Pharaoh is trying to make a compromise and saying, okay, you can let your young people go, but the old and the young they have to stay. Yet Moses said, no, the old and the young, the sons and the daughters. Even the flocks and the herds, they all have to go. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a picture of how Jehovah want his people to serve him. It's not just the echo of brothers sharing. It's not just merely a few brothers or the elders or the responsible ones. It's the old and the young, the sons and the daughters. So everyone, Jehovah wants everyone to serve him. So through this slide, we fast forward to the book of Numbers. Here, we talk about one specific service of God, which is the prophesying, which is one of the most important service to God. Because through the prophesying, that God's body gets to build up. I think that this is one of the most important things, or one of the most important revelation in the Bible. So, actually, why I'm saying that it is a very timely message is that I hope this is not just addressing to the District B, but to all the saints, but because District B had a very glorious expanding that we know that Baskin Ridge is branched out, and now we have a new district. Yet, the saints stays in the District B. I feel that this is a wonderful opportunity for all the saints in the District B to take their burden, to prophesy, Amen. To speak for God, and to speak for God.
Amen.
Yet, when I say speak for God, not merely just telling the story that is interesting and funny during during Lord's Day, but really, again, to echo Brother's burden is to have a prophesying life, which means to spend time with the Lord during the week. So I think only through spending time with the Lord during the week can we only speak for God and speak for God.
Amen.
So I think this week's morning revival really I'm hoping that this week's morning revival really burdens every one of us to have the desire to speak for God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this week, I have more appreciation that we can all speak for God.
Amen.
That I can speak for God. So I was saved in lost recovery. So it's really common to me that we can all speak. But in this message, our brother mentioned some of the church history, how they recovered the prophesied meeting. And I was so touched that at that time, it was not easy for everyone to speak. Mm-hmm. But everyone had the privilege to speak. Have the opportunity to speak for God. But we, oh Lord Jesus, today we have the privilege, we have the opportunity to speak for God. And also, in another message, Brother Lee mentioned that actually, according to our concept, God has two ways, at least for God, He has two ways to speak, to spread His word. The first message that God can create something, like a type recorder, whenever he wants to speak, he can just speak to the type recorder. And when he wants to speak, we can play the type recorder. But our God, he didn't create the type recorder in this way. And the other message that Brother Lee mentioned, that actually God can, like,
He's the commission, the angel, to spread his word. And actually, in the Bible, we see in some cases, the angels, they spread the word of God. But our God didn't do this in this way. Oh, Lord. So actually, our brother mentioned, it's God's desire. It's his heart desire that he wants to have a relationship with man.
Amen.
And he desires that we speak for him. Oh, Lord Jesus. So this I just appreciate, I just inspire, like a brother mentioned, Lord, we need to, oh, Lord, we have this opportunity. We have the privilege to speak for God. Yeah. We should be inspired that we can speak. We have the capacity to speak for God. Because the anointing one today is in us. Mm. Oh, Lord, praise the Lord. Mm. And we are all learning how to speak for the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I really enjoy the song about the Jesus only this time in the conference. And this song came within my heart many times this week. Jesus only. He is all and in all. He is the sanctifier. He is the healer. He's the king. He's the coming king. He's all in all. Like Barta say, if we don't experience the Lord as the gospel, it's hard for us to preach gospel to others. I think this is gospel. He is a healer. He's the sanctifier. He sanctifies us from the world, from the sinful world. He sit from the Satan's hand. And he's our healer. Especially, we all feel we get hurt in our daily life from many things, right? But we have the Lord in us. He's our healer. Oh, Lord Jesus. And this word just coming to my heart all the time. And he is the king. He wants to reign in us. Oh, Lord Jesus, he is the coming king.
Amen.
Oh, he wants to be all in us. We just have to experience this. Lord, if I don't give you the first place in my heart, it's hard for me to take you as all in all. Like Brother said, if we don't experience him, it's very hard to share our experience in the Lord to others and bring them to be sanctified for the Lord. I just feel this word should be in our reality, in our daily life. Mm-hmm. And Brother also shared, we need to take him into our boat. No matter the situation is, we just need to enjoy his presence.
Amen.
He will take care of everything for us. We just
Amen.
Need to be one with him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For 15 years, and this conference is the first time I actually sit in the meeting. And
Amen.
It's so enjoyable. You just don't know it's how enjoyable to sit in the meeting.
Amen.
Before the meeting, Sister Ruth told me, don't go basement, because this time they didn't call us, so don't go. And actually, I really didn't go. Okay, from the Friday night to the Lord's Day, I didn't go to basement. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the meeting. It's I just touch, the Lord's speaking is very timely, and I really enjoy in the beginning. He said, we need to see Jesus only.
Amen.
And then we need to hear him. And daily living, we need to gain Christ.
Amen.
And we need to walk with Christ. Amen. But that's the one I touch a lot. But this week, I really touch it. We need to have a prophesied living.
Amen.
And this prophesied, it's a three element. It requires God's word. It requires Holy Spirit and heavenly vision. And I really feel, I touch, this should be our daily living.
Amen.
We need to enjoy, use all our wisdom to enjoy the words.
Amen.
Let the word abide in us richly.
Amen.
And then we need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Not just only in the meeting,
right.
But in our daily living, we need to join with him in one spirit.
Amen.
And then, let the spirit flow in us. And also, we need to see the vision. Oh, Lord Jesus, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so we can see the vision. And this is the one, so we have to prepare ourselves so we can prophesy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. During this conference, I believe it's message 3 talks about Christ revealed in Revelation. I talked about rapture. And then it says rapture is just be taken to the presence of God. And the verse that was cited is Genesis 5:24. And I've read this verse before, but mostly in Chinese. And then this time I read the English version and get some new light from reading the English version. So it says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. But the Chinese version is 以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再是了。 So from reading the Chinese, my impression was he was not on this earth anymore. But he was somewhere else. Actually, the English version is he was not, meaning he actually doesn't exist anymore, not anywhere. He was not, because only God is. God is I am that I am. So which means rapture means this person does not exist anymore. He is totally like with God. He is into God.
Amen.
He is one with God.
Amen.
So that gives me really some revelation that talks about. So when we talk about walk with God, we are actually trying to get closer and closer to God so that our natural being deceases day by day. And we gain God more and more each day.
Amen.
So that one day, our whole being is actually God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Each time when we have a conference, I pray to the Lord, renew my mind. Amen. Otherwise, all this terminology, all kind of speaking, most time we are familiar. And even we hear something pretty exciting inspiration, like a slave savior, but sometimes we still take it into our likeness, according to our liking, to our liking. So we can have a law to serve us, so we can have a happy church life. So, this week, I'm pretty touched by the message, because every time when we hear such message, there's always some gold, the desire of God's heart. The God's heart desire is that the reality in Jesus, recorded as in the four Gospels, could be replicated in many members of his body.
Right.
So he can have such a reality of body of life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm very touched about, and that the spirit, the reality, now is in our spirit. Mingle with our spirit.
Amen.
So to have such a reality, God desire, we had to exercise and live in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
So that's why I very appreciate the Brother Ricky comes to the basic fundamental practice, which is to exercise the spirit, is to exercise the functions of our spirit.
Amen.
The first one is conscience. Okay, do we have a conscience? We need to exercise ourselves to have a conscience without offense to God, also to man. Yesterday when we work on something, I got a bruise in my forehead, and I was, but I said something, and then one hand my forehead was ache, and the other hand my inside condensed me, so I had to apologize. So every day, if we don't exercise our conscience, then there's no way we can live with such a living.
Right.
So for example, if we have a brothers meeting and some brothers don't show up and even say anything, so I don't know if the conscience have any condemnation or not. For example, another way, if we're habitually late, or in all kind of meeting, then I don't know if you exercise the spirit or not, right? If for usher service, you don't show up, then I don't know you exercise or not. Because we all like, in a way, we love each other, we bear each other. Of course, sometimes you're late, you got to some, have some occasion. That's, of course, always true. But for us to have such a living, we need to exercise our conscience without offense.
Amen.
The second point is to have a fellowship. If we don't have a fellowship, so all this speaking, very nice speaking, will not have a long effect in our daily living. So to have such a fellowship living, the simple thing is in our daily living, we keep calling upon the Lord's name.
Amen.
And open to Him. And have habitually speaking converse with our Lord and exercise the Spirit to receive His speaking, His dispensing. So when we have such habitual living, then all this reality, all the God's slave Savior could be reproduced within us. So we can have such living, even preaching gospel. Otherwise, we can do something outwardly, but still lacking the reality which God desired to obtain.
Right.
So all may this, you know, give us some inspiration and gracious, so we can exercise in our daily living.
Amen.
I'm not here to condense anyone, just to speak to myself also. Hope we can share some light to you, so we can have such living.
Amen.
And the body living.
Amen.
The reality of the body of Christ could be manifest in our church life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Thank you. You are the one.
Amen.
Who come to serve us.
Amen.
So we can serve through you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In our daily living.
Amen.
We have this reality in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
With you, you are the Savior.
Amen.
Come not to be served.
Amen.
You come to serve us.
Amen.
All we open to you.
Amen.
We need your service.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, fill us.
Amen.
Daily we want to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Join with you in one spirit. Amen. Cause us to enjoy you more.
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
Lord, we like to enjoy you more.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we don't want to come to your table empty-handed.
Amen.
Oh, so let each morning,
amen,
let us all, oh, let us revive.
Amen.
Oh, let us have you,
amen,
as our daily supply.
Amen.
Oh, enjoy you.
Amen.
Oh, so through this daily revival.
Amen.
Oh, so through daily overcoming.
Amen.
So that we can express you here.
Amen.
Praise you.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
Thank you for coming to us as a slave savior.
Right.
We've come not to be served.
Amen.
But to serve man.
Amen.
Oh, even to serve the sinners.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you come not to condemn.
Amen.
Oh, but to save us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, duplicate all this life in us.
Amen.
So that we can also serve through you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Pray that your body can be built up.
Amen.
Oh, many sons.
Amen.
Oh, can be duplicated.
Amen.
Oh, the Father can gain glory.
Amen.
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 Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for our personal application.
Amen.
All that you've spoken this morning.
Amen.
We'll give you our morning time.
Amen.
Oh, we want to build something up with you.
Amen.
That's intimate to us.
Amen.
I'm also intimate to you.
Amen.
Oh, be with every one of us.
Amen.
Lord, we want to develop this with you.
Amen.
To be people who are with you.
Amen.
Oh, who is Jesus only.
Amen.
Who hears you.
Amen. Amen.
every day gains more of you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Pray the word wouldn't just be mere vapor.
Amen.
It would still operate in us.
Amen.
To affect us in our daily living.
Amen.
Prophesying living.
Amen.
Amen.
Operate in each one of us.
Amen.
Be the willing and the working.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Lord, we just love
you. Amen.
To wake us up morning by morning.
Amen.
To hear you.
Amen.
To behold you.
Amen.
To allow you to infuse yourself into us.
Amen.
That you would have a way in each one of us.
Amen.
To duplicate yourself in us, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Says, please remember to take the newsletter on the ping pong table. The right hand side is English, the left hand side is Chinese. And also, we have the sign up sheet for the video training.
Yes, we have.